Sorry for some of the mispronunciation, because my mind is still trying to change back into the English pronunciation. I'm still stuck in the Spanish sometimes, so sorry if I mispronounce words. For me, and for many people who are Catholics, I think the Holy Spirit is often forgotten and not talked about in our life of faith. Perhaps except only for those weird charismatic people. It's easier to speak about the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's easier to speak to the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in prayers. Most of the time, the Holy Spirit is just kind of there. He often remains for us as Catholics in the realm of images, like fire, like water, like wind, and like a dove. And I remember when I was young, I was invited to some charismatic renewal and prayers. And it always left me a very sour note regarding the charismatic renewal movement for a long time, because I felt that I was pushed down. And I didn't felt the usual gift of the Holy Spirit, like speaking in tongue. And I kept asking people, if you keep speaking in tongue, how come no one understands each other? And I always felt pressure that if I don't fall down and be slain by the Spirit, I'm not holy enough. I always felt turned off by the charismatic movement when I was young. However, as I grow older and more in tune with my own faith, especially in my priestly ministry, I have become more dependent on the gifts and workings of the Holy Spirit. He is real. The Holy Spirit is truly the consoler and paraclete given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. When he speaks to the soul, our soul listens because it knows him. However, our soul needs time to calm down, to be silent, and to be open before it can truly discern the different voices that are speaking to us in order to listen to his voice. For me, every time I pray and every time I give enough time to silence my soul, the Holy Spirit always talks to me in pattern of wind. When I sit and I pray, when I sense that gentle wind, in a little bit, I can hear him speak to me. Why do I know that it's the voice of God? Because if we truly listen, God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit in a very unique way. He speaks to me using my nickname that not many people know. The nickname that my grandparents, my parents, my families always call me by, that no one knows. And when he speaks, there's always that sense of peace. The Holy Spirit always speaks the truth and of peace, even when our psyche, our emotions, and our feelings are agitated by the trials of this world. And when he admonishes, it is always out of love and in gentleness. When the Holy Spirit calls us out on something, it's never a rash and condemnatory slash out and shame. It's always a lifting up, calling us out on what is right and calling us back to what is right. Very gentle, very loving, but always filled with the truth. The Holy Spirit reveals and leads and brings into fulfillment what had begun in us. The Holy Spirit assists and empowers us with his gifts to carry out our divine mission and purpose as children of our Heavenly Father and disciples of Christ by making us into His loving instruments of peace. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, is not an instrument of God. Or is He the least of the three persons of the Holy Trinity? The Holy Spirit is equal and complete and in complete unity with the Father and the Son. He is the third person of the Trinity, the real love that unites the Father and the Son, but at the same time make them distinctive. The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son that has been sent forth to us in order to transform us and transform us deep from within. He is the one that is among us now to help bring into completion what begun with the works of creation and of redemption. This is His time, the time of grace, the time of sanctification, the time of mission and of true love. Without a doubt, my brothers and sisters, we need Him more now than ever until our faith journey is complete. Through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we are able to understand, to recognize, and to embrace how we are as to become more Christ-like in words and action, in life and mission, as to be able to pray, to preach, to teach, and to share the divine life within us well. The Holy Spirit teaches us the true communion that we have in one another through Christ Jesus who died for us, and to be able to call out to God, Abba, Father, because the Holy Spirit is that intimate and loving union between the Son and the Father. Many of you asked me before Mass, how was my trip down to Guatemala? I answer, wonderful, great. There's no sufficient words to tell you right now. Every time I go down there, how much I depend on the Holy Spirit. My Spanish is not good. I speak Spanish by the street. Español para la calle, huh? By the street. I never had really formal training in Spanish. But when I go down there, I always said, Lord, if you want me, make me an instrument of your peace. And for some reason, before Mass, things begin to click. Things begin to make sense. And I'm able to preach. Huh? Most of the time when I go into the villages and different parts of Guatemala, I do not prepare my homily before. I preach on the spot in Spanish. If it's not through the working and power of the Holy Spirit, I would be screwed. But I know that He's working because He wants to speak to His people. And when I heard confessions, I heard over at least 300 confessions easily when I was down there. And there were people that Spanish was their second language because they speak a Mayan dialect. So they come to confession with me, speaking to me in a Mayan dialect, in the very ancient Mayan dialect. And from time to time, they would put in a Spanish word. But for some reason, at that moment, I understood them somehow. And I'm able to respond back to them, and they're able to understand. I truly believe in the power of the Holy Spirit who speak through us and with us so that He can unite us together. If it's not the working and the power of the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't be here today, because he helps us to speak beyond words, beyond language. He helps us to speak with our heart and to be able to receive one another with our heart. The power of the Holy Spirit is real, and his power is working within us if we truly humble ourselves, still our souls, and open up our hearts to invite him in. Without him, my brothers and sisters, there would not be the church, because we would have been too divided and worried about our own little selves. Without him, we cannot discern and understand the truth and to do what is right. Without him, we would be lost in the midst of many different things pulling us all over the place, even our very self, because we are so conflicted and confused with what we really want and desire, because we tend to focus on lesser, immediate, and gratifying things. However, if each and every one of us humbly open our hearts to him, we will be set on fire, just like the apostles and the early disciples. We will become instrumental to the life of the church and complementary to one another. Why? Because we would understand and know our gifts and our parts, unique yet united in the grand scheme of things. We would allow the divine conductor, like the conductor and each and every one of us, play different instruments. The divine conductor to use our talents, our limitation, in order to unite us and help us to work with one another to produce a perfect, harmonious, and majestic work of grace. The Holy Spirit is that wonderful conductor that is able to unite us and to create unity and still make us unique in our diversity. We are scared of diversity because we are scared of the different spirits in this world. Yet the Holy Spirit is able to unite us and still allowed us to be diverse, each with our own charism, each with our own gifts, each with our own ability to further the kingdom of God. There are gifts that the Holy Spirit hath given to you that he had not given to me, and I'm glad that I don't have all the gifts. But you have those gifts, and he wants you to collaborate with me and with one another to build the kingdom. We're never called to build the kingdom alone or for ourselves. We're called to build the kingdom with one another, to complement each other, and to lift each other up, especially in times of need. With the Holy Spirit, we are able to understand that unity is perfect with diversity. Unity is beautiful because he has called us together. I believe our world is becoming more individualistic, hurt, and broken because we have chosen to listen to wrong voices, worrying only about ourselves and the immediate goods of what is in front of us. We like things our ways, to be in control, demanding, and vocal without really giving anything genuine, heartfelt, transparent, and of God. We speak a lot, yet we speak of nothing. This world hath divided us and make us stuck in our own very selves, often envious, jealous, petty, and distrustful, always unhappy. And we will remain this way until we allow the Consoler and Paraclete to bring to fulfillment and actualization what had begun in us by the work of creating and redemptive graces. Today, we commemorate the birthday of the church. When Mother Mary and the apostles received the outpouring of the Spirit, the life-changing gifts upon them. Today, it's the return and the transformation of the division that happened at the Tower of Babel, where many nations, many languages were dispersed out. Today, at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit unites everyone together and they understood each other. That small group of people changed the whole world and set it on fire because they believed and because they loved. They freed the Roman Empire from political redundancy and empty hedonism by pointing people to something greater, someone who loves them. Their message, preaching, and teaching were so contagious and powerful because they dared to believe and profess it with their own very lives. My brothers and sisters, if we just have a little bit of that love like them, we will also set the world on fire. Why? Because we are the church. We are the church. And the power and working of the Holy Spirit is with us just as it did with Mother Mary and the apostles. If we opened ourselves, truly believe, and allowed Him to work in us and through us. So my question for you is, do you believe? Do you live what you believe? Do you share and live and experience what you have received in prayer and in worship? Don't wait for the world to change. Change it with our contagious joy, our faith, our hope, and our love. We are truly children of our Heavenly Father, disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, and instruments of the Holy Spirit. So therefore, let us be. Go forth, O Church of God, glorifying the Lord by your lives, and make more disciples. This is our mission. This is our goal. This is our identity. This is who we are. Happy birthday to each and every one of us. Happy Pentecost to all. So let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. Lord, by the light of the Holy Spirit, you taught the hearts of your faithful. In the same Spirit, help us to relish what is right and always rejoice in your consolation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.